Up next, a local newscast for the North Shore from MSO News Sports. Also available on our North Shore Today post, as well as additional information. Get connected to the North Shore through msonewsports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 6, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, the city of Beverly is moving forward with plans to build a new affordable housing complex at the corner of Sawyer and Tozier Roads. A public hearing Thursday highlighted the new zoning for the 61 apartments proposed. The 40R, or Smart Growth Zoning Overlay, would allow the city to collect incentives from the state for having a development with a high percentage of affordable housing. It's a first step in a project that the city has been working on for some time in partnership with Harborlight Community Partners, which builds and manages affordable housing complexes throughout the North Shore. Ariana McNeil continues that the new complex is planned to include 12 apartments for people who are homeless or on the brink of homelessness, according to Andrew DeFranza, Harborlight's executive director. The others would be affordable for families making up to 60% of the area median income, or about $59,000 a year. That's median income. The complex could be a mix of 2- and 3-bedroom units, DeFranza said. The exact numbers haven't been finalized, and there could be some 1-bedroom apartments in there as well. More on this story by Ariana McNeil today in today's Salem News. The Swampscott town budget is coming into focus. Bill Newell has the latest.
Rick, there are two money-related stories coming out of Swampscott, both on the front page of today's Daily Item of Lynn, written by Gayla Colley. First, the story with the schools. School officials can rest easy after the town budget allocated enough to the schools to take free all-day kindergarten off the chopping block. The Board of Selectmen unanimously approved $67.63 million last week, which is subject to further conversation with the Finance Committee before ultimately coming back to the Board for final approval. Town meeting members will vote on the budget, which is still subject to change in May. The FY18 town budget, as it stands now, is a 1.2% increase over last year. Town officials opted to allocate an additional $950,000 to the schools, $200,000 more than they projected increase in recent months, which contributes significantly to closing their anticipated $275,000 budget gap. When faced with the gap, school officials were considering eliminating free all-day kindergarten and instead switching to a tuition full-day model with a free half-day program. In another money-related story, officials are moving forward in Swampscott with plans to convert an abandoned railroad track into a community rail trail. The roughly 2-mile trail would run from the Swampscott train station to the Marblehead line at Seaview Avenue, connecting with the Marblehead Rail Trail, which also links to trails in Salem. The 10-foot-wide trail would cross Paradise Road, Walker Road, and Humphrey Street, and then go into Marblehead, according to Peter Spelios, a member of the Board of Selectmen. The rail bed where the National Grid power line runs to Marblehead has been vacant since the 1960s when the Marblehead Railroad branch shut down. It was sold to National Grid's predecessor. Peter Kane, the Director of Community Development, said the length of the railroad bed is significant. Last week, the selectmen unanimously approved putting an article on the town meeting warrant that would allocate $850,000 for the easement for recreational purposes and also pay for the design and engineering costs. The funds would not be for construction of the trail, which officials said would be paid for by donations, grants, and private funds. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, if the controversial ballot question passes on March 14 to build a pair of middle schools in Lynn, tax bills will increase. In its simplest form, every property owner will see real estate taxes rise by 4.6%, according to Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer. He's quoted as saying, we can provide all these numbers for what an average single or multifamily homeowner would pay, but the easiest way to figure out what your new tax bill will be is to multiply it by 4.6%. In the special election scheduled for next week, voters will be asked to pay for a 652-student school to be built near the Pine Grove Cemetery and Breeds Pond Reservoir off Parkland Avenue. A second facility to serve 1,008 students would be constructed on McManus Field on Commercial Street. If approved, property owners will be responsible for $91.4 million, or 51.5%, of the total $188.5 million project cost. School officials say $11 million in contingency funds are included in the overall cost. If the monies are not used, it would reduce the taxpayer position, or portion rather, by that amount, making the taxpayers' bill around $800 million. More on this story today, written by Thomas Grillo in today's Item Live. And Gloucester Times reporter Ray Lamont writes that while recreational marijuana sales won't be legal in Massachusetts for another 16 months, city councilors are preparing for the drug's arrival. The Ordinance and Administration Subcommittee in Gloucester meets tonight to discuss what limits could be placed on the display of smoking paraphernalia once over-the-counter pot sales become legal in July 2018. Ward 3 Councilor Steve LeBlanc, who heads the subcommittee, said he wants to expand the discussion to the zoning of potential marijuana sales shops. He's quoted as saying, "We've got to start talking about whether it needs to be zones, where we should look to allow it, all sorts of things." And LeBlanc also said that the city wants to work with the operators of three existing smoke shops: Boston Smoke Shop at 184 Washington Street, Cape Ann Vapors at 242 Main Street, and Sunny's Variety at 34 Railroad Avenue, to carve out local zoning guidelines. The three shops sell tobacco and items such as marijuana pipes and e-cigarette vaping equipment. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.